I have slipped away from the crowds to my garden of shimmering fountains and statues, groves of aspens and apple trees to savor the golden-haired autumn. After the first hard frost, the purple and yellow lantana curls up its leaves into cocoons hanging from bamboo rods. The beautiful, misty white dianthus looks tired and brown, like the earth from where she emerged. Still, the roses bloom, welcoming bees for yet another meal. Aspens have shed their green raiment, revealing the long abandoned robin's nest. I soak up the afternoon sun, pondering the fate of the two baby robins that learned to fly from that nest. The sky is deeper blue, the air is clear. The wind chimes sing to the coming season. Two baby robins learning to fly from the nest with the season's change. After the killing frost comes that siren song of Indian summer. Moose graze in the shallow marshes of brown grass. Birds, once abundant and raucous, mysteriously have gone somewhere else. I watch the sun move further south, less bright, no longer hot. My last chance to enjoy warm days before plunging into the quiet, cold whiteness of another long winter. Each year, the killing frost comes sooner. The Indian summer is shorter, and the winter is longer and colder, and yes, even quieter. I'm in that Indian summer, dividing and discarding the done from the have to do and the still want to do. Fully knowing the final cold winter could arrive with the next dark cloud on the mountain. But in the garden, beneath the brown dead dianthus, leaves and the shriveled rose buds, the African marigolds are still green with life. An optimism worth emulating. I smile, lace up my mukluks, and step off into the new falling snow. Black clouds rip open on the jagged mountain peaks, spilling out white snow.